Everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. I am so excited for Megan to be here with us. We have a ton in store. I'm currently doing the chai tea latte again. I don't know what everyone else is drinking, but go grab your hot beverage. If you're on spring break, let us know. Or if maybe you're back in the classroom enjoying a week back, we'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show. I am so excited to have Megan Lawson with us. Many of you already met her at the Teach Better conference that we had in previous years. We are so excited to pop into this conversation as we stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. Special shout out to those of you listening on Teach Better Talk podcast. Megan, how are you feeling this morning?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. I'm so excited to talk to you. I was like super stoked when I saw you on the calendar because I love following you on social media. And I know you've been a part of the Teach Better community for a while now. So this will be a really fun conversation.
I'm so looking forward to this. I remember meeting you at the Teach Better conference last fall, and I know you were busy coordinating all the things. I remember thinking like, okay, be cool, because you're somebody that I've always wanted to meet. So
you're so funny. I vividly remember meeting you because I remember embarrassing myself the moment I met you. There's a few people in my life that, you know, I prepare to meet and then I bomb it. And I tell the story very, very often about how when I met Joshua Stamper, I really embarrassed myself, and I apologize still to this day. I kind of felt the same way with you because you walked in. I just so happened to be at the registration counter, which was not like a place that I was very often at the conference. And I just feel like I jumped all over you. I was like, oh my God, you look just like your picture.
I loved it. I felt like it was the perfect greeting. I felt very seen, and the feeling is so mutual. So it was fun.
Oh my God, it's so funny. I want to like give a shout out, any of you friends who have built a professional learning network online and then you meet people in person for the first time, it's really, really exciting. But there's always those unknowns, right? Like, of course, people look like their pictures, so to speak, but like, you don't know how tall they are. You don't know how they are, you know, interacting in real life. And you are the exact same person in life and on social media. You're positive. You're bubbly. I hate to like classify it this way, but like, you're colorful. You're always smiling. I love it. It's so fun.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. I met a lot of people at the conference that I've enjoyed online. Like, that was the first day I met Livia Chan in person. She gives the world's best hugs. That's something that you wouldn't be able to learn about somebody online, but you experience if you get to meet her. And Neil Gupta too. And I also like kind of geeked out about meeting Neil. Yes. Both Neil and Livia. Like, I just was sort of like almost awkward, right? Because you're just so excited to meet somebody that you admire and have learned so much from. So anyway, I'm just thrilled anytime I get my little moment with you. So thanks for having me today.
Oh, it's so fun. Well, and as you meet somebody in real life, it's a little awkward because you're like, well, we really haven't met. Like, this is the first time. But on the flip side, you know so much about them that you feel like you can't just go back to talking about the basics. Like, many of those people you just listed, shout out to Olivia Chan, an amazing educator, former member of the Teach Better team, and just all around amazing, perfect, loving human. And Dr. Neil Gupta, who's a part of our speakers network, just the most amazing administrator of all time, currently in a superintendent role in Ohio. It's just like, you just want to, you know, give them a big hug and pretend like you're best friends. But it's like that weird, like, are you good with us pretending like we've known each other for 20 years?
I mean, honestly, I kind of feel like when I see students from my time when I was an elementary principal, and even if they're middle schoolers or high schoolers now, they do the same thing that they would do in elementary school, where they would run up to you. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. And then they stand there and then they like wait for you to decide what the two of you are going to talk about because they're just so excited that you get to see each other. That's how I felt when I saw Neil. I was like, and then I just stood there.
I love it. I love it. Well, friends, I'm very excited that you get to see Megan again. Megan, I know that you're a very familiar face, and I hope everybody listening already follows the work that you're doing. But in case we have some new members to our community that haven't yet connected to you, do you mind sharing a little bit about who you are, what you do in education, kind of all that jazz?
Absolutely. And I would love to connect with people too. I am currently a director of secondary teaching and learning in a school district, actually the 25th largest school district in the state of Ohio. I've held many different roles and enjoyed every one of them and learned lots of things from every step along the way. I was a teacher for 8 years. I taught English at the middle school level and the high school level. I've been an assistant principal at a middle school. I've been an elementary principal. I've been a consultant, and I've held some district office positions like the one I have now. But I would say that the thing that I'm most proud of across any role is just being in the work with people with my sleeves rolled up and just ready to help out and be in it. In it together is really my vibe, and I'm proud of that. So,
yeah, you absolutely should be. I love what you're able to share with educators on, you know, the internet, on social media. I can only imagine the impact that you're able to have on such a large district. I have to ask, is it intimidating to be in a large district? I think I've worked in large districts. I've worked for small districts. And then obviously with the Teach Better team, we work with everyone, anyone who wants love and support, we're there. And there is a different world working with a big district. It's kind of like its own ecosystem to navigate.
That's so true. I've worked in larger and smaller districts. And I would say the thing that's nice usually about a larger district is the district recognizes the need for systems. And so that, you know, sort of systems and supports that are in place. And so sometimes you don't have to wear as many hats that put you deep in the weeds in every single role, which is kind of nice, because your whole team is, you know, working together, building systems and things that help make the work go. There's a lot of people that you can enjoy and support, but there's a lot of people. And so, you know, it's hard to know everybody's name. And that's really important to me. So I would say that that's something that can be a challenge, which is why being around is something that is critical, I feel, to being successful in my work and with my style. I'm much more inclined to put my Nikes on and walk the building every week and say hi to anybody who I can see. And just so much of the work I feel like happens in like little stop and chats and little moments with people, which I prefer over lots of emails coming in every day. That is, I feel, something that is missing often with district office positions. I think often it's behind the computer. And I think if more people could get out from behind their computer and into the schools to see the work that's happening every day, it's easy to tell yourself stories, right, about what's happening in a classroom or what's happening in a school. And it's easy for schools to tell themselves stories about what's happening in district office. Mm-hmm. And when we move ourselves closer to each other, we get a clearer picture. And then we understand truly how to support each other and move the work forward.
Yeah, I want to give a little challenge to everyone in our community to maybe put themselves in a position to see that other side as often as possible. Maybe this week you're even able to, whether it be inviting someone from the district office into your classroom, sending an email, introducing yourself, walking in the district office and just introducing yourself. I mean, geez, think of it this way. District office, they're sitting in a boring office all day. They want visitors. They want people to come in and say hi. And on the flip side, if you're in the district office, can you challenge yourself this week to get into a school? And if you don't know what that looks like, maybe you email, you know, the principal and say, hey, I would love a tour of your building. Can you walk me around? Can you identify a teacher or two? I can pop in and just say hi. I mean, I think that it's so good to have that collaboration between the what seemingly seems as two different systems sometimes.
I think you've said it so perfectly. And I honestly think that not doing so is almost to the level of educational malpractice. I think a lot of us get frustrated when people make decisions in public education, as an example, right? Because they don't understand what's happening in schools or they don't understand what's happening in classrooms. And the only way you really know is to be together and to be around and to help out. And so, anyway, I could go on and on about that, but I think that's kind of the overall
Well, I'm excited to dig more into what you're passionate about. I know that you have so many things you're passionate about, but I do want to give a little shout out, Megan. I love that you said throw on your Nikes and walk the school, because there's a lot of reasons to be connected to you. And I'm going to continue to encourage our network to connect with you. So many good takeaways, education related. On the flip side, though, I'll be honest, I really like following you because I love seeing your outfits. You are the perfect girl to follow for me, like professional. You're like so pretty, you know this. And you like are so good at the business casual vibe where you're like, teacher, you look good, but then you have like the cool shoes on. And I'm like, I need to learn Megan's style. It's so good. So if any of you are looking for like your next teacher outfit, Megan's the follow.
I take that as the highest compliment. I think you're such a fashionista. So I take that as the highest compliment coming from you. I have quite an issue with shoes. I like my money where I can see it hanging in my closet. It's a real problem. So yes, if you would like to follow me just to see what Nikes I have on any given day or my outfit, I would love to swap outfit ideas with fellow people on Instagram.
I will totally embarrass myself that I have Nikes because I've seen Megan rock them so well and make them like professionally appropriate that I'm like, I'm going to figure this out. I'm buying Nikes. So I went like teach better green, like trying to get some like, you know, cause that's a work thing, right? Like picking the school color. I'm like, okay, I could rock cool shoes, and I have a few cool shoes, but I need to up my sneaker game. So I appreciate that you have made that work. We won't mention the heels and all that stuff. That's always fun. But I think I might have the same illness that you do where I like to see my money hanging in my closet. I like that. Friends, we are going to dive into Megan's work a little bit more focused on education throughout this conversation. So stick with us. Also, feel free to add in the comments any questions you have. If you're a sneakerhead, we also would love that too. So we'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us here on the Teach Better Today morning show. We are going to dive into Megan's passions and ideas that she might want to share with you that you can also choose to follow up with her after this episode. We are currently in our Team Talk segment. And Megan, in this segment, we love to talk about like major takeaways. If somebody's, you know, hearing this interview and obviously enjoying the banter, we also want to challenge them with some food for thought, some areas that they can choose to improve in, whether they are sitting on the couch enjoying spring break, or if they're in the classroom, in the trenches, in their office, working to better the field, what they should keep in mind. So when you think of your soapbox idea, soapbox takeaway that you really hope educators like internalize and think through how they can have a better impact in the field, what's kind of your go-to topic?
I would say my go-to topic would probably be small moves, or as I call it, a chapter title from my book, Legacy of Learning, Mosquito Moves.
Ooh.
That comes from a quote that I love from the Dalai Lama, which says something along the lines of, if you think you're too small to make a difference, try spending the night with a mosquito.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Wait, you have to expand on this because I'm itching and also like kind of understanding what you mean here with, I mean, mosquitoes are terrible. So what's the message there that you know, spending time with a mosquito would lead to?
Yeah. So I think a lot of us get triggered when people say things sometimes like, remember your why, because a lot of times for us, a lot of us, it's not that we don't know how important this work is or why we do the work. It's the overwhelm that can come from all the noise surrounding our profession and all the complexities surrounding the educational landscape. So I think being disciplined about small moves done consistently and with great intentionality on a daily basis can lead to significant impact. And something about that brings me peace and is motivating for me to try again tomorrow. And I'll give you an example. I read this book by Chris Field called A Billion Hours of Good. And he says that 14 minutes is 1% of a 24-hour day. Well, I can burn 14 minutes like it's nothing on Instagram, like yes. It's nothing, right? So what he posits is, okay, well, if everybody spent their 14 minutes on something that they believed would truly make the world better, everyone in the world did that, the world would change. It would have a tremendous impact on the world. And so then I was like, okay, well, what does that look like then in schools? Well, 4.5 minutes is about 1% of a 7.5-hour workday. Okay, so what can we spend 4.5 minutes on a day individually, as a community of practice, you know, however you want to think about it, how can we spend our 4.5 minutes differently? Or even going more granular, if you have a 50-minute class period, 30 seconds is 1% of a 50-minute class period. So let's say you decide that, you know, I'm going to spend 30 seconds a day. I think I said 30 minutes. I meant 30 seconds is
1%. Seconds.
Okay. So if you spent 30 seconds focused on just having a really nice conversation with a student a day in your 50-minute class period, that's going to make more, not about, okay, did you get your homework done? Are you doing what you need to do? But just being people together, would that move community in your classroom? Would that move belonging? 4.5 minutes, I think about that. And I think about, okay, well, what if everybody was committed to ensuring that they're greeting students at the door and using their names correctly and connecting with them? I mean, there's research that shows that can increase student time to task by up to 20%. And that comes from an Edutopia article I read. It can decrease student discipline by 9%. It's like, okay, when you think about these kinds of things, those aren't complicated things. They just require a daily commitment to the small move. And so if I make my commitment to my small move and the person next door makes their commitment and their commitment and we all grow by 1%, suddenly like our building is making great gains and we all committed to our little small portion of that growth. So I don't know. It's just something that I think is worth thinking about a little bit more.
Oh my gosh. I love this. Not only coming from a quote, but also moving to the level of an educator being able to take action. I think sometimes hearing about the changes that we can make in education seems very overwhelming. And when you break it down into a few minutes or a few seconds, it's an easier daily commitment to make. And it allows educators to know that they don't have a lot of time to give. And when we're talking in terms of seconds or single minutes, that feels doable versus when someone says, oh, you want to change education, you have to get up 2 hours early and, you know, X, Y, Z. Not to say that a good morning routine isn't valuable, but it really does feel like an overwhelming task. And so I am such a fan of looking at our days that way and being able to see what we can do. I'd be very interested in the comments, friends, what you feel like you could commit to either in a class when we're looking at that 30 seconds or in a school day, 4.5 minutes. I feel like that is something that could totally change the culture of a building and even change an effectiveness of a department, depending on what they spend the 4.5 minutes doing.
I think so too. And I think if you commit to something every day, it likely takes you about 2 months to build a new habit with that something that you're doing. So after a couple months, you're not having to put as much energy into making that small move, and you might be ready to move into a different small move.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of things that we know we don't control as teachers in the classroom or principals of buildings. And it's easy to be frustrated by that. But there are things that we do control that can make a tremendous impact. And sometimes, and I think there's actually research that supports this, sometimes focusing on what isn't going to change helps us when we experience what will change. And so a lot of what I talk about, I mean, I just gave an example of greeting students at the door. Very few teachers are going to argue that they think that that's not important.
Right.
But what's happened is there's so many things feeling like they're piled on top of the daily life of an educator that it's easy to lose sight of some of the essential things that we valued at the start. And so I think really I'm enjoying starting conversations about things that people have known in their teacher gut all along are important, and just making space for us to get back to some of those essentials and maybe seeing if some of the things can fall off a little bit so that we can make space for what feels right and good.
Well, and Megan, I really appreciate your willingness to always brainstorm with educators. I know obviously you're doing that with the seemingly thousands of educators you serve on a daily basis, but even just people here in the Teach Better community, if they want to reach out and say, okay, Megan, hey, I heard you on Teach Better Today morning show. I really love this like 4.5 minutes or 30 second commitment, but greeting students at the door is something I already do. I already love doing that. That's not necessarily something I feel as though I need to work on. Can you brainstorm what I can do? You know, I'm sure that would be a really easy 15 minute phone call for you to take.
Oh my goodness. I would love that. If somebody reached out, that would pretty much make my entire life. So please reach out if you want to brainstorm together.
I love it. Friends, I really want to encourage you to reach out to Megan. She's so approachable and has so many good ideas. And you know me, I'm always an advocate for getting outside of your bubble to brainstorm. It's really wonderful to brainstorm with the people you see on a daily basis, but there is so much value just getting a little bit of insight from somebody who doesn't experience the same day-to-day that you do. So Megan, do you mind sharing how people can stay connected to you?
Yes. So you can find me on X or Twitter at Megan_Lawson. My first name has an H in it, M-E-G-H-A-N. You can find me on Instagram, Megan Lawson blog. You can also find me on my website, meganlawson.com, and that's where you can get access to my email address. If you want to send me an email or check out some of my blog posts, I blog once a week, but I would love to stay in touch with people who might be listening today.
Yeah, so many good ideas here. Megan, thank you so much for coming on the show. I think this is going to be such a valuable takeaway that all of us feel as though we can commit a small moment in time to enhancing our field long-term and enhancing our own lives long-term. And I really appreciate the tangible insight that you were able to share today.
Oh, this has been such a treat. Thank you so much for having me.
So fun. For everyone else, we hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Please let us know what you choose to do with these little moments. I'm so excited to listen back to this episode after the fact and kind of reflect more on the mosquito quote that you shared. Cause I'm like, oh my God, that is the perfect narrative, in my opinion, of how to talk about how small moments can make a huge impact. So many good things here, friends. I hope you let us know what you thought of the episodes. And if you have any time, we would love to hear your feedback with either a direct message or a rating. We'll see everyone next time on Teach Better Today. Bye, guys. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.